The situation is the housing estate in question, they received letters last year to say that they couldn't purchase their houses because of possibility of defective block in their buildings. So that was grand, that was fine. They got the houses painted and everything last year. But then this letter arrived a few weeks ago about the increase. And, you know, it's just... They're sitting there, they don't know whether they're going to be able to buy their house, how long they're going to be in their house, is their house going to be demolished or nothing. And then they've been asked to pay extra rent. I have brought it up at the meetings, that's the second meeting they've brought it up at, and I'm waiting for an answer. I haven't got a proper answer yet, but I'm hopefully get an answer to say that these people should not have to pay rent increase. Even the rent should be, as was mentioned today at the meeting, the rent should come down if they're in a building with defective block.
And there's a lot of factors to consider here if these people are looking to actually purchase a home. The last thing they're going to want is to have to be paying out more rent, because that's going to eat into being able to put down the likes of deposits and things like that.
Yeah, it leaves them in a very difficult situation. As I said, they don't know. They don't know the future with the house, whether they're in the house. They don't know what to do with the house, whether they can, you know, upgrade the house or anything. So they're just sitting, but having to pay extra rent for a house that has possibly got defective blocks. It's not on. And that's why I said it today at the meeting, that they should not have to pay this extra rent. And that should be waived completely for anybody that's in a defective block house.
And it was on that letter, was there a deadline of when these increases were meant to come in?
Yeah, they were given the few weeks, I think it was 2 to 3 weeks, they were given to reply with their circumstances from the last assessment. And if they hadn't replied, that an automatic €20 increase of rent was going on. So I have told them to reply anyway, and then we can... You know, we can fight it later and maybe get it reduced back to the original rent. But if they don't, it's going to be an increase of €20, which people in these houses, they just cannot afford. And I've been contacted by so many of them, and they just cannot afford to pay that €20 extra on top and not have the security of knowing where their house is going to be in a few years.